With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Alan May, NBC Sports Washington's Caps Insider, will join us coming up at 8:20 as we preview Caps Islanders. The playoffs kick off for the Capitals tomorrow afternoon.
So you know, we'll I was thinking about that, and in years past, I know this is such a crazy different year.
Mm-hmm.
In years past, Cakes, if the Caps were getting ready to take on, you know, whoever, the Penguins, the Island, whoever they're going to play.
Yep.
Wouldn't we do, like, the majority of the show previewing Caps, taking calls, having a couple guests?
Pretty much, you would think. Maybe it's more like that tomorrow, but.
Yeah. I just remember in years past, right before a big series would start, we would donate most of the show to it, but this is just a different time. Other stuff to talk about, too.
We donate.
Yeah, it is a weird time.
We would donate.
Real quick, we put up a poll on our Junks Radio account. If you want to follow us on Twitter, at Junks Radio. And it's pretty split whether the college football season should be canceled in the opinion of our listeners. Right now it's at 45% yes, 55% no. A lot of people do think it's the right decision to shut it down. Let's go back to the phones, 800-636-1067. Let's go to line four, who's in Salisbury. I don't see the name. Hey, what's up? Who's this?
David from Salisbury, Maryland, sir.
Hey,
what's
David.
Up, David?
And thanks for your taking my call today. Just want to talk about the upcoming football season, college football season. Yes, I do agree they should go ahead and play. I can understand, you know, from one perspective, you know, a legal perspective, why they might not be able to do it, you know, if somebody gets real sick with it. But the chances at the same time, you know, are slim. I mean, it's, you know, most of these, the coronavirus, most of the time, you know, you have it for a little while, and then they heal up, especially young guys. From an economic point of view, you know, I think they have to have it because I think a lot of these big schools, you know, they need that, you know, money coming in there. So I think economically it would really devastate them if they didn't have these college football games. So, yes, for the most part, I will say, you know, you got to get back to some kind of normalcy. It's not been normal around here since about February or March, and we need to get back to some kind of normalcy, and we need to play these college football games. Like Donald Trump says, he's absolutely right about that.
He had to throw that little tip in there at the end. I kind of agree with what Randy Cross says, that these college programs, the big ones at least, they're worshiping at the altar of TV. Would they love to have 80,000 people in the stands? Yes. But I think as long as that TV money doesn't dry up, they're going to be okay for the most part. But if that TV money goes away and there's nobody in the stands, I mean, that could be catastrophic for a lot of these programs.
Oh, and it will be.
Yeah. I'm telling you. You're going to see the fallout from it.
You're going to see the fallout. Things are going to change forever because of this. Whether it's schools dropping out completely, whether they're dropping from FBS to FCS, you know, guys are going to lose jobs, kids are going to lose, eligibility. I mean, it's just going to change things forever. Other sports are going to be canceled. Already seen that. You know, going forward, you know, next year, are they going to allow football teams to play in front of fans? Might be limited capacity next year in 2021.
Right. So look at
it's going to change. It's going to change forever.
Again, a lot of people believe that it's the right decision to cancel the season for the health and safety and well-being of these players. When we were talking about the heart condition, you're right, Jason. They don't know. There's not enough information yet to know if COVID is causing that heart condition, the inflammation of the heart, or it's a normal response to, you know, like when people get the flu or they get mono. I just think it's because there's a lot of unknown and uncertainty. They don't know what to do. And so that's why there's been hesitation. They might come out with a schedule, but that's really a hypothetical schedule. It's all hypothetical, really.
Right. The schedule is, if everything goes right and everything falls into place, this is the schedule we're going to fall back on.
I know
that they want to have plans in place in case things work out for them.
You might think differently if you had a kid that was playing college football. I know Booger McFarland, who formerly was with Monday Night Football and ESPN, he said he wouldn't allow his son to play college football.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
there's a lot of people who feel that way.
You know, but there's so many different circumstances because some kids are in college because of college football. They have a scholarship. They're able to go to college because of the ability to play football. Does a parent who's in that situation want to pull their kid who might not be able to go to school but for that college football scholarship? It's incentive to go to school. And then being part of a team, I get it. You don't want to let your teammates down. Here's the part which I don't know enough of the science of this. The part that I don't understand, it does make sense. Well, if everybody's testing negative, they should be okay, right? In theory, that sounds great. But the part that I don't know is, let's say a game's on Saturday. It's, pick whatever game it is. Doesn't matter. Michigan's playing Michigan State. So on Friday, these guys all test negative that play on the field on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it possible that some of those guys are indeed positive? It just hasn't shown up in the test yet. Like, isn't there an incubation period?
Sure.
So they all went to a party on Monday, mm-hmm. and you've got a center and a left tackle who have it. Yeah. Now, on Friday, the day before the game, they've tested negative, but indeed they have it. It just hasn't shown up in their system yet. They play the game. They pass it to everybody on the field, like defensive linemen. Then that spreads in the room. And then on Monday or Tuesday, they take another test. And now all of a sudden they test positive, but it's too late because mm-hmm. these teams have played and it's spread. I think that is the worry, Jason. You can have these daily tests, but if it doesn't show up immediately in your system, then, you know.
It's risk assessment.
Right.
But the bottom line is the young kids bounce back. You know, you don't see any of these baseball players in the ER on respirators. They bounce back.
Right, for the most part.
For the most part, yeah. Over 95%, maybe 99% for the most part. It's called risk assessment. And, I mean, what happens next year if there is a vaccine, but the vaccine doesn't work with 100% of the population?
Well, it's not going to work for 100% of the population.
Right, it can be spread that way, too.
I mean, the flu vaccine isn't 100% effective,
The flu vaccine is not 100% effective.
Here's an idea. You make every player sign a no parties / no bars during the season contract.
And
if they violate that contract, they're suspended for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a step. That way you stay in your bubble. You go to, you do your distance learning. You go to practice. You go to games. That's
it. You don't even have to ask
them. Can they have
them.
Guests come over to their room?
No, add that to the clause.
Because what
no
I'm
guests.
Is
all no parties, guys, no bars, no guests.
Right. All these guys who have girlfriends.
No buns.
The girlfriend might be going out.
All
and then
of
she
those.
Brings it back.
No, again, yeah, no girlfriends. No creepers, no girlfriends, no parties, no bars, no restaurants. There you have it.
No life.
Yeah, basically. Your life is football and, I guess, class.
A few online courses.
Yeah, a few online courses. I mean, come on. I mean, if you're a stud college athlete, I mean, if you're Trevor Lawrence, do you really care about classes? No, your class is on the football field.
But Cakes,
there aren't that many
though.
Trevor Lawrences.
But what I understand.
Cakes, it may sound outrageous, Jason, but what he's saying is right. That's the only way it's going to work. That's what they're doing in the NHL and the NBA.
They're
eliminating everything else.
So you kind of have to trust these kids, but they're not going to make those decisions. They're kids. They're 17, 18, 19 years old.
Well, if they really want to play college football,
that's different than T.J. Oshie saying, okay, first of all, T.J. Oshie's getting paid, So he knows he has to. So it's different than T.J. Oshie staying in a bubble and not seeing his kids.
This is how the coaches frame it. This is you becoming a man. Yeah. Making grown-up decisions.
I know, but
this
Jason, you can't just – you have to give them the decision to do that. You can't just assume that they're going to, you know, go out and go to the parties. You got to let them be an adult and make a decision.
I'm for it.
I know.
I'm not against it. I'm for it. I'm just telling you they're not
going to
make
that decision.
I know, but
everyone's under the assumption that a college kid is going to be a college kid and go out and socialize. But, you know, just give them the opportunity to have the decision.
Two Cleveland Indians pitchers who are professional athletes left the hotel to go out and get buns. You kidding me? You don't think the college freshman's going to do the same thing?
Hey, no, but I'm just saying that you have to at least give them the opportunity to do it. You can't just lock them in there and assume that they're going to misbehave.
Maybe the college freshman is actually more mature than Zach Plesac.
Hold on a second. Who said I want to lock them down?
No, I'm just saying that the assumption is that everyone's saying that a college kid's going to be a college kid, but you're not even giving the college kids an opportunity to show that they can be an adult and handle this responsibly.
No, I am.
I know you are.
It's the people who want to shut down football that aren't.
Yeah, I'm not attacking you, Jason, but I'm just saying that people are assuming that these kids are going to make a wrong decision. And they're not even giving them an opportunity to make a decision.
I would think the majority of them would make the right decisions.
Hey, Valdez,
you're going to have outliers.
Send my idea to Kevin Warren. I believe that's the Big Ten commissioner.
Yeah, in his first year, by the way.
Send this audio clip to him.
The problem is, Jason, you could have 65 players being responsible, not leaving their own little bubble. But then you might have some other donks who go to graduation parties without masks and step inside and all of a sudden catch COVID.
Then they're suspended. You're suspended.
I only went inside to get some Uncle Julio's.
I didn't say it was you.
I needed some food.
Those guys are suspended, okay? Because they're not looking out for the greater good.
Bischbucks suspended.
Bischbucks would have been – Bischbucks is like the Cleveland Indians pitchers.
Oh, Clevenger. Yeah.
Yeah. You would have been driving home from Chicago to Cleveland.
Bish Plesac.
Yeah. Just leave the hotel. Ignore the protocols.
Anyway, if you had to put all your money, if you were all in right now.
You know, I'm changing my name in the box.
All in, are you betting on a season or against a season? Cakes, putting all the chips in, all in.
I'm betting on a partial season.
Partial season.
Some conferences are going to, you know, go ahead. Others are going to sit it out.
Which we're already seeing. But so far, it's only been the lesser conferences like the Mountain West and the MAC.
Well, I wouldn't be shocked to see the Big Ten just say, we're out.
I would expect that, yeah. Now, some of the schools, I don't know how easy it's going to be, but some of the schools may say, I'm joining the SEC or the ACC. But I was going into this with the thinking that none of these teams were going to play. But after hearing some of these coaches speak out yesterday, I don't know. I'm all over the place. One day I think they're not going to play. The other day I think they're going to play partial. The other day I think they're going to play the entire season. I don't know. I'm still going to be.
Because
I'm
you
still,
like your deep I'm, down.
Majority of me is pessimistic.
Right. You're a college football fan, so your heart's into it.
Yeah, I don't want to set myself up. Yeah, I don't want to set myself up.
All right, coming up next, the Caps open up their playoff series against the Islanders tomorrow.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A preview from Alan May, analyst on NBC Sports Washington, next, right here on the Junkies.
Still shut down the party.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You can follow along on TV. Join us right now on the Maps to Ross Hotline. It's Alan May, Caps Analyst for NBC Sports Washington. He's driven by AAA. Wherever the open road takes you, take AAA. So, Alan, tell us about this weighted ping pong ball theory.
Oh, I love these in on conspiracy theories. I love this side of Alan May.
I'm not normally in on conspiracy theories, but yesterday, didn't that ball drop and stick to the side of the machine as well before it happened? They were putting us eight ping pong balls, and the New York Ranger ball looks like it falls on the side and somehow sticks to the machine. So I'm just seeing what I saw, repeating, you know, my view of what happened, and it's just funny how that all of a sudden kind of happened, that a ping pong ball, the one that doesn't go in, just kind of takes off on its own. So, you know what? The Rangers got the French kid. I guess good for them. They'll be good. They'll be really good in a couple of years. He's an excellent hockey player, but, oh, my God, I couldn't believe I saw what happened.
So, Alan, now, is there any way that you can pull a name out of either a hat or an envelope or a ping pong hopper without somebody thinking that it's rigged or it's fixed or that there's a frozen envelope so David Stern knows to grab the frozen envelope to give the Knicks the pick so they could draft Patrick Ewing? There's no way to satisfy people that it's not rigged in one way, shape, or form.
Well, there's people that no matter what happens, even if they were picking it, they would say it's rigged. So,
right.
You know, so I was just messing with everybody, but that ping pong ball did, you know, stick to the side of the machine. That's the one he dropped. Was it because it was too heavy? I'm not sure. Or had a magnet in it, so when that little ping-pong vacuum also had a magnet in it. I don't know. I'm just saying what I saw.
I'm just wondering, though, why would the NHL want the Rangers to get the number one pick? Why not Pittsburgh or something like that to get the Penguins back as
number one media market? Top media market. Yeah, donk.
Well, you know what? The Penguins have had their guys, and they still have some top centermen. But the big thing is you always hear, and reporters always say this, it drives me absolutely crazy, that, oh, the league needs New York to be good. Why? In hockey, they've won the cup once in my lifetime. And, you know, in my entire lifetime, they've won once. And I think my dad's maybe twice. So I don't get why you need the New York Rangers to be good anyway. So it always drives me crazy. People either love the sport and watch it or they don't. New York Rangers aren't going to and them being a good team and going to the finals isn't going to help the league, in my opinion. It already does what it does. The games have to be played.
Alan, another team you'd love to take shots at, and you did it on your Twitter on August 9th, at May Hockey NBCS, is the Toronto Maple Leafs. You tweeted out a picture of a withered-up leaf on the ground because they haven't won a Stanley Cup since 1966, and they won't do it again this year because they were ousted from the playoffs.
Well, I thought they were awarded a Stanley Cup last summer when they signed a fourth-line free agent. You know, every year you hear about this team and them being – I always joke around on July 1st or July 2nd. They're the Stanley Cup champs because of who they signed in free agency. And no matter what they do, their players are better than everyone else's. But, you know, they've got a lot of immature players on that team. Everyone's kind of an attention whore. And to me, the most important thing you can do to bring attention to yourself is play good on the ice and get results. And to me, that's the bottom line. Not about the funny ball cap you wear or floppy hat or the gold suit. You know what? Play hockey, be good on the ice. And you know what? Stay in your bubble. You know, they're all living in this Olympic Village type of bubble right now. Stay in your bubble when you're not in that one. Stay in your lane and concentrate on being a good hockey player. There are players in this league who've been so caught up in the social media that they forget that what matters and why people are following you on your social media is what you do on the ice. And there, they've got a lot of lessons to learn, and it makes me so happy when I see that team lose. And you know what? The other day, I woke up so happy Monday morning to see my buddy John Tortorella and the Columbus Blue Jackets going on to the next round. It was awesome. And I had a one-man party here. I drank a few beers by myself and watched that one. So that was absolutely awesome. I'm stuck in my bubble, so you know what? It made me happy that I was able to chuckle all by myself.
So, Alan, whether or not the league wants New York to be good, they have the Islanders, and the Islanders are the Caps' First opponent in the playoffs. Barry Trotz is their head coach. Tell us what to expect from the Islanders team.
Well, the Islanders probably play, they have an identity more so than any team in the league. In my well, that, they in Columbus, but the Islanders are an identity of playing defense first, like he brought to the Capitals. And I think he was refined after, you know, winning a Stanley Cup. He's got the player's ear more than he would have otherwise. You know, it took him a little while with the Caps to get things straightened out here. But it's all about what they do without the puck. They're going to block out the middle of the ice. So, you know what, your perimeter players are going to look like they're doing a lot and, you know, skating up the wall, turning back up to the blue line and, you know, passing to the defenseman and that defenseman pass to the defenseman. And if the puck doesn't get to the front of the net ever, you're not going to score. And the Islanders, they're patient. They force you to play a perimeter game. They might even let you have 40 shots, but they'll all be from the outside. If your players don't fight to get to the net, if they don't force the puck to the net at the same time, you're in trouble. And the one game this year that the Capitals had real good success against them, I should say, you know, later in the game success, is when they threw the game plan out the window. The players got upset. They started crashing and banging, and they had that five-goal comeback and really decimated the Islanders just before they on their All-Star break. So the big thing with the Islanders, they block out. They've got big, slow defensemen. They've got one guy that can really carry the mail back there, but he's more of a defensive defenseman. So I think you've got to make sure that you're playing the very hard, be a difficult team to play with below the goal line, forcing them to move. But you're going to have to battle for the net. It's going to be a physical series. I don't know how high of scoring, but I would play them with their own medicine. I would play their style of hockey. The Caps really haven't had an identity this year. And to me, I'll play them at their own brand of hockey. So you've got to be really careful with the puck, very careful with the puck, so they don't get that one goal and then shut it down. Because the first time 2 years ago they came into Capital One, they stymied the Caps. They frustrated them so much, and everyone thought it was going to be this big physical game. The Islanders didn't actually throw a hit. They just stayed in the middle of the ice and waited for the Caps to throw the puck away all game. And eventually they scored one goal, and that was all she wrote. I think it ended up being a 2-0 game. But it's going to be super defensive. The Caps have to make it defensive and physical to beat these guys.
Alan, should Caps fans be concerned that the big guns were relatively quiet during the round-robin phase of the postseason? Ovi, no points in those three games. TJ Oshie got his point against the Bruins on Sunday. Kuzi and Backstrom combined for 2 points in three games. Is that cause for concern for both the coaching staff and the fan base, or is that something that can just be turned around pretty quickly once the playoffs start with the Islanders?
You know what? To me, these games, after watching, we've never experienced anything like this before. But to me, these games meant absolutely nothing. The most important thing is the Capitals went through those three games without injury. So all of the players that played in that, Carly was hurt against the actual preseason game against Carolina. He took that tumble into the boards below the goal line. So to me, it doesn't mean anything. They're glorified preseason games. And I know from being a player that you get ramped up. The worker bees, the Hathaway, Dowd, Hagelin, guys like that, they're always going to work hard no matter what. They play every shift as though it's their last. Why don't the other guys? Because they don't have to, because they're paid millions and millions of dollars more. But they're going to put it on the line, and you're going to see, where was that? Well, they were waiting, because I can't see a team who's had to play five hard rounds, you know, winning the Stanley Cup this year. But you never know, because it's never happened. But the Capitals players, Ovechkin will come out. I guarantee his first shift, he will pile drive someone. Wilson will be everywhere. Kuznetsov better be like that as well. We know that Nick Backstrom always rises up to the important game. So I expect all the top guys to be at their best, especially if John Carlson's back in the lineup, because the puck will be moving a lot better because they drastically miss him more than anyone. But the big thing is the level of intensity will rise up to a real playoff match for all of those Capitals players.
How did Varley play in the Panthers series? Varley.
You know what?
Familiar face.
Yeah, well,
that's right.
Varlamov, or however he pronounces his name this year. Remember, we always had to change the pronunciation on that kid. Well, you know what? Every goalie for the New York Islanders the last few years has looked great during the regular season. It's because the support they get. Just like Henrik Lundqvist, when John Tortorella was the coach of the New York Rangers, everyone is dropping, blocking shots. The forwards are flying in front of pucks all over the place. And the goaltender only has to face the puck in front of him. He doesn't have to worry about the backdoor, a side-to-side pass, and then the shot. So Varlamov, when he had that type of support, I didn't like him in Colorado, especially in the important games. So I think the Cavs have to get to his head early. But he did have a good season, just like Robin Leonard did last year. And, you know, they had the lowest goals against a season ago. This year they were right there again. So to me, it's all about going against their system and making it difficult for their goalies, because when teams rely so much on defense, their goalies can lose their confidence quick. He's an excellent athlete, a phenomenal acrobat inside the net, but you have to get in his head early. And with all these guys, Kovalchuk, Vrana, Ovechkin, Oshie, the snipers, Kuznetsov, they've got to test him a lot, but they've got to do it from the interior of the ice, that area between the dots. When you go up and down, if it was a three-lane ice, you want that middle lane. You want a lot of shots from in there. You want them in close. If Caps want to go from below the goal line with a pass up to their defenseman, then back over to the other defense, and then he's got to corral the puck and take forever to shoot it, that'll play right into the Islanders' hands, and Varlamov will look like the best goalie that has ever lived.
Talking to Alan May from NBC Sports Washington Caps analyst. He is driven by AAA. Wherever the open road takes you, take AAA. Since you were talking about the Islanders goalies, why don't you assess Holtby's play in the three games during the round-robin session?
Well, I think he's been the best goaltender so far, and he's the one guy that took everything serious. He's got a lot on the line. He's an unrestricted free agent. But you know what? In my opinion, he's always tried his hardest. He's had a tough go a couple years ago in the spring before the playoffs, and then he won 16 straight. Well, he got 16 victories for the Caps to win the Stanley Cup. He's been excellent. He looks like he's fine-tuned physically. Mentally, he's where he needs to be. And he'll be even better with John Carlson in the lineup. So I have confidence in Holtby. And I think when the team plays the right style of defense in front of him, just like Varlamov is getting right now, he's a much better goalie because he doesn't have to worry about anything else. There's no clutter in his brain about having to worry about backdoor plays and side-to-side passes all the time. Odd man rushes. And, you know, this season, I believe he had the most breakaways of any goaltender against him, of any goaltender in the National Hockey League. And he was absolutely phenomenal. His success rate was incredible. And I expect him to be the backbone of this team. If they're going to play well, if they're going to win, it's going to be all up to him, because he's going to be the last line of defense. And they've got to play so much better in front of him. You know, but he did look great in every single game that he played here. And to me, that's really important, because no matter what league you're in, when you look back, you want to have confidence in your goaltender. I don't care if it's kids hockey, men's league, collegiate, minor league, NHL, the goaltender has to give you confidence. And I believe he gives his team a ton of confidence.
Alan, four series start today, starting at 3 o'clock. I love the 3 o'clock puck drop, like we'll have tomorrow with the Caps. Love it. All four of these series televised on NBC Sports Network. Let's start with Columbus-Tampa. All right, that's the first series that starts today. Tampa is a significant favorite. And then, you know, some of these other series like Carolina-Boston should be interesting. But specifically, what interests you about the Tampa-Columbus series?
Well, the big thing in the Tampa-Columbus series is, will Victor Hedman be playing for the Lightning? And, you know, if he doesn't, there's a Norris Trophy winning defenseman who's won the best defender a couple of times at the league. And Columbus is so relentless. I can't remember seeing any team like this. I actually love watching them play. And their young guys are starting to be really good, but they will outwork you. They'll be in your face. They'll frustrate you. And if Hedman is out of the lineup for Tampa, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think it would be a sweep, but they can frustrate you. They're going to crash and bang. They're going to hit everything that moves. They stop on their pucks. They win their puck battles. They have their sticks in lanes. They're so well coached. They have a great identity. But no Hedman, I think Columbus wins that series. They're just relentless, and they're playing with confidence right now. And a couple of their young guys, as I said, they're really starting to come into their own. Pierre-Luc Dubois, Liam Foudy, they came in the other night. They were speedsters. Boone Jenner goes 100 miles an hour every shift. Their captain is selling out and blocking shots and hitting and trying to get guys in the fight. They have Seth Jones and Werenski on the blue line. It doesn't matter who their goaltender is. They played at times this year with 10 to 12 guys out of the lineup. The good guys, too, not the other guys. And they found ways to be in a playoff spot and then get through that first play-in. round. They're phenomenal. I love watching them play, and I hope they continue to go far in the playoffs because of how relentless they are. And this is an example of it doesn't matter who you compete against. Believe you can win. Go out there and do something about it.
Should Boston be worried about Carolina?
Boston should be worried about anyone, including their own shadow right now. They are a small hockey team. Zdeno Chara is starting to look his age. I thought he was awful in these playing games. And I'm not sure what they're doing with the roster they had the other day. I'm not a fan of where they are right now. It's really, they would have won the league, the President's Trophy this year. I think they have 10-point commanding lead over Tampa. I may be wrong. There's so many numbers that are flying through the head right now. But Boston was the top team in the NHL this year. They played a fast-speed game. And I honestly believe if you're just relying on fancy puck play, that you're in trouble in these playoffs. You have to rely on defense, boxing out, playing physical. And Carolina is so fast. They're in your face. They play a very similar style to Columbus, but they're more on the puck side of it. They can move that puck seemingly at 100 miles an hour when they're going up and down the ice. And I like Carolina against the Bruins in this matchup. They're bigger, they're faster, and I think they're more determined right now. You know, they don't have any chaos within their team. Everyone seems to love each other. They play a lot like their coach did when he played. He was a relentless guy. So I really like Carolina in that series.
Since you're going out on a limb on that one, let's get the official Alan May prediction on the Caps series.
Well, to me, the most important thing is I don't think they can get past the Islanders if there's no John Carlson in the lineup. I have a strong feeling that he will be there game one. He's so important in this team. He led the league, the defenseman in the National Hockey League in points. I think he had 15 goals, 60 assists. He was tearing it up. And 75 points, and he's the most important player as far as all the skaters are concerned right now. And I'm saying that over Ovechkin. You have to have your number one defenseman, just like Tampa. But he's a horse back there. He logs up minutes. And if he doesn't play, everyone else has to play more. And I don't think everyone else can necessarily handle playing more. I think Orlov, I love the kid. I love the way he plays. But when he plays too much, he can get fatigued. And if you put all that pressure making him the number one guy, I think the team will struggle. And Orlov playing out of position, playing right defense, I don't like. I love him on the left side. I don't care who he plays with. I like him way more on the left side. And I think if the Caps have Carlson, they win the series. It'll be a long one. And then again, if they play a soft brand of hockey, if they're playing that stuff they played against Carolina last year where they kept forcing the puck into the middle of the ice, they can have a quick exit out of these playoffs. But if they play rough and rugged, I like the Caps at about 7 games.
Alan, I got a fence if you want to sit on it. He gave both ways.
Well, Carlson,
what's your initial pick?
No, but seriously, guys, I would, but you can't say if Carlson doesn't play. What I'm saying,
gotcha,
is the Caps are in trouble. If Carlson plays, the Caps make it a long series. But then again, they have to play rough and rugged. If they don't, the Islanders will take them down.
All right, Alan, appreciate the time. Just busting your chops. It's Alan May, Caps analyst from NBC Sports Washington, driven by AAA. Wherever the open road takes you, take AAA. We'll talk to you next week, Alan. Coming up next, Drab wants Valdez to put his muscle.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where his mouth is. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Drab says that Valdez needs to put his muscle where his mouth is. I don't know what this refers to.
I don't either.
I think he stumbled into a story. Drab, can you fill us in?
It just made me laugh, and I, of course, thought of Valdez as soon as I read this.
All right.
And you guys tell me what you think.
Okay.
Much discussed celeb on this show, Logan Paul.
Okay.
I know Jason's eyes are rolling right now.
Remind me again who Logan Paul is.
All right, the Paul brothers. They're YouTubers.
Is he a YouTube star?
Yeah, YouTube sensation.
But they're great athletes, and they did the boxing matches.
Right.
They're great athletes.
Jake Paul had his house raided last week by the feds.
Hold on. They're great athletes?
Logan Paul is a great athlete. He was doing. He was training with Cam Newton the other day.
Okay, he's in shape. That doesn't mean he's a great athlete.
No, he's a pretty good athlete. You watch his videos. I got an eye for these things.
All right, you know, Mike Evans is a great
athlete.
Mike Evans is a great athlete. Okay, John Wall, great athlete. I'm not going to put Logan Paul in the same category as Chris Paul.
Just because he's a better athlete than you doesn't mean he's a great athlete.
Thank you. Well put, Jason.
Anyway, all right. So Logan Paul. All right, what's
Logan Paul. Great athlete, tweeted last night, $10,000 to any influencer who can beat me in a wrestling match.
Arm wrestling.
Says wrestling.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
I think Logan Paul has a wrestling background.
Okay.
I think Valdez can take this guy.
Oh, wait a second. Valdez has no wrestling background.
Doesn't matter.
That we know of.
I don't think it matters.
You just want to see him get out there.
I thought of Valdez, because first of all, Valdez is an influencer.
Okay, yes.
Right, he's got 20,000 followers.
I don't have a blue check mark, though.
I don't either. It's fine. It's overrated.
Doesn't matter.
Hold on a second. It says here he was an all-star linebacker. Now, this is for Westlake High School, but he was an all-state linebacker in 2012. He also qualified for the state-level Ohio High School Athletic Association Division I wrestling championships.
I told you guys he's a great athlete.
Maybe he's bordering on a great athlete.
He told Cam Newton he was all state.
Okay, he was right, I guess. But
why do you think Valdez could beat him in anything?
Well, hold on. Yeah, well, I mean, he was a state champion wrestling wrestling champ
in Ohio.
But
Valdez has put on a lot of mass, and he's strong as an ox.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he knows anything about wrestling. There's technique in wrestling, Ricky. You know that.
Yes,
it'd still be a good bit.
Oh, I would love to see
I would love to see him get after it.
Logan Paul would probably pin him in 3 seconds.
What? Okay, 2 seconds ago you were saying he's a nubs athlete.
Yeah.
Make up your mind.
That's before I knew he was a state champion wrestler.
Oh, because Lurch told you, not Drab.
You didn't give me any of his bona fides.
I just gave you facts.
He's a YouTuber that's a great athlete.
I feel like I could wrap him up in a bear hug and pin him to the ground and then walk out of there with 10K.
All right, let's do it.
I like it.
Reach out.
Is one of the most hated men in America. And Valdez would be a star if he smashed this dude. I mean,
it's Valdez, win-win for Valdez.
Valdez, can we get you in one of those wrestling outfits tomorrow?
A leotard?
Let me go
grab my leotard that I have hanging around.
All right, so I don't know if he could.
I think
definitely,
it's a unitard is whatever. The actual name.
All right, I don't know if he could definitely beat him in a wrestling match, but I think Valdez would smoke him in an arm wrestling.
Dude, there's technique involved in arm wrestling.
Yeah,
it's called big guns. Yeah.
No, but I'm going to tell you, I've told the story before. When I went to the Bahamas, LeVar Arrington, who is a million times stronger than your boy, couldn't put me down in an arm wrestling match. And I don't even know, he got bitter because I was telling him that he couldn't beat Brock Lesnar in a fight. And somehow that led him to challenging me to an arm wrestling match, and he couldn't take me out. It ended as a tie.
Well, then maybe you should do it.
Yeah, maybe you should wrestle Logan Paul.
What technique?
I know. No.
He flamed him to death.
The last thing you want is you don't want a 50-year-old out there with a 25-year-old.
All I'm saying is you have to have a little technique with the arm wrestling. But I'm for the bit.
You definitely need technique to wrestle. I know that.
I was for our former producer, Brett, fighting Jose Canseco in a boxing match before Vysik and Emma took him out.
I love how Valdez is like, I'll just get him in a big bear hug and then pin him and then I'll walk out with my 10K.
What are Valdez's bona fides when it comes to fighting or wrestling?
I don't know. Definitely heavyweight.
That's not true.
Have you ever taken a karate class?
Didn't Valdez knock some dude out outside his house one time and he was a creep?
I definitely done that. I've been in my fair share of white trash bashes.
You've been in some scraps?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bashes.
Logan Paul's not from Pasadena. He's never been in a real fight. I think we're onto something.
All right, well, reach out to him.
Yeah, reach out.
Well, the problem is everybody on Twitter is reaching out to him and talking ass.
Yeah, but not everyone is a radio producer for a top flight radio show.
Yeah, but these
market.
People who are challenging him have like 8 million subscribers.
Oh. Yeah, but you're part of the number 8 show in America, according to Talkers Magazine.
We'll pitch that to him.
Top 10.
Are you really going to reach out?
I'm definitely going to reach out.
Okay. Definitely should.
Good for the show.
Hell yeah.
It's funny.
I'm telling you, we were close. We were... I talked to the celebrity boxing promoter about getting Brett to fight Jose Canseco, and I think we might have been the next fight. But then Vysik Ahema pummeled him. Vysik Ahema was a radio host in Philadelphia who played for the Eagles prior to that, and I guess he had a bit of a boxing background. And Canseco, who was, you know, like a black belt or something like that, thought that he was just going to kick everybody's ass, and he didn't. Sakama destroyed him, and that kind of ended the whole Canseco tour of boxing.
And to bring it all full circle, Logan Paul is now dating Jose Canseco's daughter.
Isn't that strange?
So it all fits. It all fits together.
Hey, really we can also, maybe we could reach out to our, I mean, maybe it's a stretch to call him a friend, but he's been on the show once. Reach out to Logan Paulson to see if he'd want to fight him. So he'd have a Pulse Logan. He'd have a Logan off.
Yep.
Well, I know what the answer to that would be.
I'd be psyched to watch that fight. Logan Paulson's a big dude.
He is a big dude.
Yeah, he's had him in studio. He's strong.
I don't know. I just got psyched because Drab was hyping me up, and I think I could take him. If Drab's in my corner hyping me up.
All right, let's go for it.
The problem is, before the segment, I didn't know he was an All-State wrestler. I didn't really do my
research. That's a wrinkle.
Well, I mean, that's what it says on the
what
wiki.
Are the ground rules of the challenge? Is Logan saying a challenge to a fight, or it has to be wrestling?
He says wrestling.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a fight. He wants to wrestle.
When's the last time Valdez wrestled with anybody or anything?
I wrestle with the English language every day.
That's a very good point.
Valdez told me that he can do 225 15 times, which is your standard combine bench press.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Good. For a regular dude, that is super impressive.
That's a lot of weight. Well, he takes roids every morning.
I know. Me and Bryson.
Yeah, I was going to say, where are you getting them from? Probably Bryson's doc.
Yeah. 8 strips of bacon.
Right.
And, good for your ticker.
And 6 smoothies.
Yeah. The next time you rip off 15 225, your ticker's going to explode.
I know that I can overwhelm him with my mass. And that's going to be my strategy.
I mean, but you don't have the quickness. He's got quickness. I'm guessing.
Well, he's not a small guy, right? Like, so Valdez, you're probably about 6'1", 220, I'm going to guess.
Sure. Thank you.
I have no idea. What are you?
I don't know. I don't use the scale. I use the mirror.
He's 240.
I'm probably around 220 to 230.
Okay. I said 220. So I wasn't that far off. But,
yeah, but he doesn't know. He doesn't use
it. I don't know. I don't step on the scale.
He could be 245.
I could be I could be 270 like Bryson.
Okay, but come the wrestling match, you would
I would try to get up to 300 so he couldn't pin me.
I would say you'd get leaner.
Oh.
Get chiseled.
Logan Paul's measurable 6'2", 180.
Oh, he's a toothpick.
Oh, he probably got 100 pounds on him.
No, nah, yeah, I think he's putting on weight. He weighed in at 190 in his last boxing fight.
Okay.
Who did he fight?
KSI.
Oh, that's right. Didn't they fight a couple of times?
Who is KSI?
Come on, KX. I don't know. It's just some YouTuber that he's boxed 100 times.
Oh, my God.
Another YouTuber.
He's a YouTuber.
Yeah,
I
but you know what?
My daughters know him.
If you saw their portfolios, you wouldn't laugh at them being YouTubers because they're getting paid.
Yeah, but I wouldn't get sized if my house got raided by the feds.
Of course you don't want that to happen.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, should Valdez make this happen? And do you believe that Valdez could pull off the win? 800-636-1067. Remember, we will talk some Washington football team coming up at 9:20. Pete Haley from NBCSportsWashington.com will give us the latest as they get ready for padded practices in just a couple of days.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.